SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. The harsh winter weather continues in the U.S.
A bomb cyclone to southeast, a deep freeze in the eastern part of the U.S., and Florida just freezes. National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orovec says even Miami will be in the low to mid-30s Sunday morning.
Temperatures in Florida over the next few months are going to not be very Florida-like.
Meanwhile, that bomb cyclone bringing blizzard conditions to the Carolinas and parts of Georgia and Virginia.
Do you expect snowfall totals anywhere from 6 to 10 inches?
The rest of the U.S. experiencing extreme colds. Saturday morning, West Virginia, negative 27 degrees. I'm Julie Walker.
The Senate has voted to fund most of the government after President Trump and Democrats struck a deal on Homeland Security.
Senators passed the measure a few hours before Friday's midnight deadline. To win passage of the bill, the president agreed to fund Homeland Security at current levels for 2 weeks, while lawmakers debate new restrictions on federal immigration raids demanded by Democrats. Because of the change in DHS funding, the bill heads back to the House, which is not due back until Monday. So technically, part of the government is shut down temporarily this weekend, but the impact should be minimal before the House vote. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Tens of thousands across the South are still without power nearly a week after storms and frustration boiling over. Nashville residents are criticizing their utilities response while the Carolinas and Virginia brace for a major winter storm. Forecasters say Arctic air will drive temperatures into the teens. North Carolina and South Carolina, though, have become two hot spots for growth in the U.S. North Carolina was the top destination for domestic migrants in the U.S. This is SRN News. A new poll on abortion.
The Marist University survey reveals that 67% of Americans oppose abortion on demand for any reason and believe that the procedure should be limited. 63% think that doctors, nurses, and other medical personnel who have religious objections to abortion should not be required to perform one. Carol Tobias, president of National Right to Life, says, quote, "The American people are far more pro-life than the media would have us believe." Michael Harrington reporting.
The federal agency in charge of enforcing workplace anti-discrimination laws has voted to rescind its own guidance on how to guard against harassment at work. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission's new Republican majority voted to rescind the Biden-era document because it promotes transgenderism. EEOC Chairman Andrea Lucas says it is neither harassment nor discrimination for a business to draw distinctions. This is SRN News. There has been some recent changes in the price of gold. Ron Taylor explains.
Gold prices hit new heights early this year, and many have rushed to buy and sell pieces of the precious metal. New York spot gold reached a record over $5,418 per troy ounce Wednesday before tumbling closer to the $5,000 mark Friday. Gold prices can be volatile and unpredictable, but have still grown significantly over the last year. Experts say uncertainty drives these surges, with gold's latest records arriving amid heightened geopolitical tensions and economic concerns. Jewelry sellers are seeing increased demand, though rising costs have caused some sticker shock. Ron Taylor reporting.
People use music to set moods, create a desired atmosphere, and evoke memories of family and friends. The right song at the right time can have similar effects for some dogs. Pet owners and animal shelter workers sometimes use music as a training tool. More details at srnnews.com.